it's time for Measure Twice.
Hello, welcome to Measure Twice. I'm Rob Perugini along with Joel Graber from Graber Custom Remodeling and Chris Kramer from C. Kramer Interiors. This is the show that helps you envision your home's potential. You're listening to us on Michiana's News Talk 95.3 MNC. We're brought to you in part by Leatherman Supply, everything windows, doors, cabinets, and countertops, with the showroom now open in Granger, right next to C. Kramer Interiors at the nexus of the universe.
Yep.
Where everything converges. C. Kramer Interiors, right. And Hoosier Hardwood Floors, Michiana's trusted and valued experts on hardwood floors. You can visit them at HoosierHardwoodFloors.com. And I'll tell you that we're in the information business, and business is good. Off air, we were joking that could Joel be an influencer?
Not like Chris, that's for sure.
Chris, you could be an influencer too.
I disagree. I think he could be every bit as effective.
I agree. I'm
trying to figure out what he's got, what his angle is here.
I don't have an angle. I'm just telling you could be an influencer.
I got this. You could do like tape measure try-on hauls.
That's what I do.
You just take them to projects. I mean, you take them into a project and you show what you're doing.
I think we could do that, Joel.
All you need is a camera, a video camera.
Not even a good one.
Yep.
You just use your phone.
And you just
go in there.
Talk about the tools you're using and the project you're doing. And next thing you know, you've got sponsors and you just sit in front of the camera.
It seems like I got a manager here.
I know.
You just do a few shots of a week, and next thing you know, you're retired and still that's your full-time job is just influencing people.
I think you should do that.
Influencing people.
Move into cruise ships. Just talking about that. Wait a minute. That's what I want to do.
Oh, really?
No, there's people out there that just go on cruises and talk about them.
They post them on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Big time.
I don't know that I'm a cruise guy.
That has never interested me.
No, I want to be able to escape.
Yeah.
I've done two.
I know. Chris is a cruiser.
No, oh, yeah. No. I did two. I do not want to do another one.
Okay.
I know people that's all they do. I don't like being on a ship with 4,000 people.
I don't like that idea either. I'm not, it's just not for me. I'm not knocking Carnival or any of those people. They put on a good product.
I'm not either. I think if that's the type of vacation that you enjoy, I think it's perfectly fine, but it's not something I personally enjoy.
You very eloquently put,
yes.
I concur. I like to have a road leading away from where I am so that I can go. I don't know. I'm not paranoid. It's just like, I just don't feel like it's. Now, my son went on a cruise when he was a kid. His friends took him on a cruise. He had a ball.
They are fun.
Well, it'd be great for a kid.
They are fun. I mean, they can be fun, but we did two Disney cruises and they were, phenomenal as far as all the amenities and everything, and all the characters are on the ship, and it's fireworks and the whole nine yards. It's very well done.
But he held up his hand with money.
Disney knows how to just draw every dime out of you.
That's their job. That's how they stay going. And my whole point with this is that in order for a cruise, well, I didn't even know we were going to go to a cruise, but in order for a cruise to work, right, they have to figure out what works for everybody, right? I mean, they're in the business of being homogenous.
Yeah,
not,
right. Yeah, you're right.
Not
that's true.
Focused, right?
Yep.
Focused
right.
on your experience, but it's like they figure it out through thousands of people's experience or hundreds of that, I don't know how many, to get it pinpointed so right that every second of the day is meaningful because they did the research. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, was it like that on a Disney cruise? Was it like...
And now that you say that...
A little bit...
Programmed?
Yeah.
A little bit...
You said programmed. I was thinking like militaristic, but probably not militaristic, more like programmed.
Mm-hmm. Now that I think about it, Ooh.
Now he feels like I'm really not going back.
Yeah.
That's the recipe, right? We happened upon Disney, but they do that for a reason because they generally people feel satisfied with their spend in a programmatic situation,
mm-hmm.
right? And where I'm going with this is that one, it's not terribly off what you guys do, right? It's not terribly off, but he's like, it is not. I do not have a mouse looking at, hear me
he's
out.
He's got a mole.
He's got a mole.
Had one.
Just on a side note, Chris had a mole in his house and his dogs.
My dog caught it.
His dogs, they did their job. They get extra kibble
this
week.
The one dog I have is she's the hunter. So.
Anything bigger than a mole, though, watch out.
But where I'm going is that the industry industries do research.
Oh, sure they do.
Right?
For the same reason
is all I'm saying, right?
All of them do.
Your practice, your endeavors every day lead to that programmic.
God, it's on all your electronic devices. You search something, and the next thing you know, they're on all your feeds.
You say something.
Yes, and the next thing you know, it's on your feed. So it's exactly the same thing. Everything's targeted.
Right. It's so targeted that... Well, and I think that's where you guys are...
I don't feel like I'm targeted. Well, maybe I am. Depending, I guess.
But what I'm saying is probably nothing wrong with that.
Probably not. I mean, I think we all have... What I want to say, we're all targeting a group of people that we feel is proper for our business, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
And how to get those people in. So, yeah, I guess we all kind of do it.
Hey, the world.
Well, you have to.
You're not everybody's cup of tea.
Correct.
Right?
No, absolutely. No, I agree with that.
Right. That's natural, right?
I want to be.
But it's not possible.
It's not possible.
Right.
Exactly.
No.
And.
Well, you in theory, you want to be. But if you were everybody's cup of tea,
you couldn't do it.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. And we say that over and over again on here. I get to sit in the room with two amazing experts that do great work. And I know that you all are not everybody's cup of tea. And there are other companies out there who better fit other people for whatever reason. But knowing your program is kind of a big deal. And where I'm going is that your experience is kind of like, it's not the Disney experience, right? You're not like, tell Goofy what you want in the living room and then Goofy will get back to me. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that aloud. I don't know.
Oh, disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer. We love Disney. Disney's fine. We don't want mouse. Yeah. We don't want mouse police showing up here.
Mouse police.
We don't want that. My point is, we're going to pick a different... less powerful organization to talk about. No. My point is that over and over and over again, the doing things, seeing that experience can lead to what could be like a program situation. My caveat is that it's really not that. It's really you need to break away from the programs and hire some experts so that you don't get stuck in your feed, what is fed to you, because what you're fed in reality can sometimes not match up, not be realistic, not work, not actually be what you want. You know, you're not on a cruise when you're remodeling your house or redesigning your house. You know,
far more personal than that.
Far more. So that's where I'm going. It's like when you and your face when I said, "Hey, look, it's a program. They've studied so many people." You were kind of like a little bit betrayed. I could see it. You were like, "Wait a minute."
Yeah. But it's like. Aww.
That was mine, but really, it wasn't my.
Yeah,
darn it.
Like my experience was every 4,000 people's experience.
Yes, exactly.
Every 2 days,
every
or 6 days or whatever.
7 days,
every 6 days. Let's repeat.
Yep. It's just, and so the next group gets on, and right, you get off. The next group gets on, and it's the exact same thing all over again.
Yep. And you don't want to be the straggler at a place like that because then you see behind the curtain a little bit and you're like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of took all the luster away from everything. Like, oh, man.
This waterfall has a pump.
I bought this. I bought into this.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why they don't put out how a movie was made before the movie comes out. You know, the same reason. You know, you can't do that. In your homes... When you're looking at your homes, you can't look at it like a programmed situation.
But people do.
Exactly. That's my point.
But they do. I mean, and they're, while we're on the topic of influencers and all of that, an influencer is nothing more than an opinion on something and how something works. And then they get the advertising dollars for it. I hate that term. Just really, I despise it with a passion. Because to me, it doesn't mean you have the expertise necessarily in that field. You just have an opinion.
Right. It's just how this thing is with you.
Right.
Not.
And then you're swaying people to use something that may not be them or you. I mean, I don't know. It just that whole term, that whole thing kind of bothers me because that's not what I do.
Right. But you are affected by that.
I am every day.
And I don't know. It's not a competition. Maybe we'll talk about this when we come back, but
it is.
Right. When we come back, let's talk about that, the competition of influence and how it affects your remodeling project. Hello, welcome back to Measure Twice. Again, I'm Rob Perugini, along with Chris Kramer from Z Kramer Interiors and Joel Graber from Graber Custom Remodeling. This is the show that helps you envision your home's potential. We're brought to you by Leatherman Supply. Everything, windows, countertops, sorry, I got to clear my throat. Doors and cabinets and more, located in Granger right next to Z Kramer Interiors. And Hoosier Hardwood Floors, Michiana's trusted and valued experts on hardwood floors. You can visit them at HoosierHardwoodFloors.com. We're talking about influencers, and I'm in the room with two influential influencers here, but not, you know, not like a Kardashian, more like a Bob Vila. No,
well, it's one in one of each.
Well, that's correct. That's right. Yes. Chris is the
Kardashian.
Kardashian. That's very clear. So
we talk what?
He was just checking his feed and then heard us, you know. Yeah.
Like, I would rather that's it. That's okay. their new store.
Yep.
Oh, I can't read it because I.
Oh no, you don't have to read.
It's just a picture.
That's a house.
Oh my goodness! So Chris was talking about a mansion that off air. Was taken over by. Is it taken over by designers? Is that what?
No, it's a company.
Oh.
And they have influencers that influence people to get all the same looking stuff.
All the same. All the same. It's all the same. Every ad's the same.
Everything is
the same. Two cabinets. Boom. Two lamps. Boom.
Wow.
All no color, no personality, just very blah.
And that's no fun, is it?
No, it's programmed. It's, you know.
The program is necessary, though, in order for that to be successful, Chris.
I mean, there's just no.
Chris is looking at their
getting angry.
Their feed and getting angry.
Who is their designer?
We're talking about influencers and the power that they have and the effect they can have on you if you're doing a project. And it's not like you need protection from them necessarily, but you have to understand that you may find out quickly if you look at three or four influencers what Chris is pointing out by looking at that collection of influencers, that they're really the same. They're all influencing one thing, and it's based on how much money's behind that.
Right.
Right.
But at the same time, the positive side of it all is somebody might come in and say, I like this look, but I don't like this furniture, but this is the kind of look I want. Can you achieve that? So there is that part of it, too.
Right. There is a positive, but it's kind of like the positive, you know, the addictive part of the feed.
And I have to admit, it does get under my kind of my burr a little bit when I see them getting. I quit my job because I'm getting so much money in advertising now. I don't have to work.
And then they come out and say it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt their credibility. Like, I don't understand how that does not meet up. If somebody told you, like, yeah, I believe in this because somebody's paying me to, and you should buy it too, like, well, that is the least credible position.
People don't put that together typically. You know, like,
right. You know, you see paid partnership on their feed of, but with Ford or tool companies or, and you're like,
you feel betrayed when somebody says, I don't accept sponsorships, and then it comes out one day that they do.
Big time. That's how they're earning their living now.
Yeah.
I mean, so basically they're creating content. That's their full-time job, which I think can be a full-time job because you have to keep it fresh and new and different. But
at least be upfront and say, hey, I'm creating content for this.
Right. I don't know that we're ever going to get there because that would be the end. That would be the beginning and the end
I mean, that's not, honestly, that's not what that's all about. But, you know, it's like, I was just watching one where we were off air and it's like, and they're showing some, they're making the bed and then, but it's all about a certain bedding company that they bought the sheets and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're getting something for that.
And let's clarify here. Companies need to put that out because they need to people to see their wares and how their vision of it works. So that's necessary. I think advertising is necessary.
With the way society works now, with the social media, it's probably your best advertising.
It is. Without a doubt.
Well, and I agree because you're reaching so many people, but you're reaching them in a more practical way. I mean, in other words, they're making the bed and they're showing, they're touching the sheets and they're
right.
So you're it's more tactile. It's not just sheets in a picture or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can see they're actually making the bed with it. So you're like,
you can see it.
You can almost touch it and feel it through the internet, but
which is why it's effective.
It's why it's very effective.
Right.
Just like how many reels you get, like somebody's in a 30-second reel, they've just completely remodeled a room.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Which is
all by themselves.
Yes.
The thing that gets me with influencers is like, it's almost like there's like two or three types and that's what it is. There's nothing really different. I mean, I got a kid that will watch like somebody playing video games, right? And I hate it because it's just, it seems mind numbing. But I can't tell. There's like two or three kind of like personalities within that. Like the guys that are like over the top and always like getting all excited about what they're doing or whatever. I'm sure it's to influence people to play whatever game. And then there's some this monotone like type person and they just talk through it and it's like
drone on.
And I can't believe that my kid will. They won't listen to me anyway. How are you sitting here and listening to this idiot?
Well, because he's probably learning how to play the game. And so there's probably the one that gets hype. And then there's the one that is like the how-to.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
But the thing is there's like, he doesn't just watch one or two of these people. It's like three or four. And they're either or a caricature of the one of the or the other. I was like, because I can't tell him apart. It's like, oh, you're watching that guy again? He's like, oh, it's somebody else. And I'm like,
there's another?
I hear it. And I'm like, that sounds identical to this other fool.
Well, here's the
thing. But it works. And I'm like, how is this working?
It works, but in general, it works for your businesses too, because they're looking at influencers and then coming up and then when you meet up with them, you either, you know, you can put them into what reality is like, okay, that's great. Here's where, you know, based on what our parameters are, how we can get close or exactly like that, or even do something better than that. It should work that way. I can tell you, I taught at a major university. I had one student who looked at the syllabus, came up to me and said, there's no way I can be at that exam on that day. Can I take it earlier? I'm like, why? He's like, well, I'm a video game influencer and I have, that is a day that I record. I know I'll be recording a release. Like he was getting a release to play a video game. And he's like, I've been playing the video game. And on that day I have to be live. And it's during this class. And I was like, what? This was like years ago. When I was like, I don't even understand what you're talking about. You know, like, and now I get it. I understand. Yeah. Back then I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, I'll get paid that day my tuition. So I'm not missing it.
Right.
So we have to come up with some agreement. He was very straightforward about it. He's like, so yeah. I mean, I'm like, hey, you can take it early. That's great. You know, you got to sign this affidavit. It says you're not going to tell everybody what's on the test, but that's fine. And I blew my mind. And then I go talk to my son. They're like, yeah, it's like, that's a thing.
Oh yeah.
And that's a thing. It helps video game companies because it shows a person winning. Right. So you can, now it's possible.
Right.
But for your industry, it's the same thing. Kind of. Right.
Like it's very similar.
Yeah.
It's very similar.
Yep.
It's when they're spreading any kind of falsehood that it can get really bad. Like if something goes wrong, you know.
Well, wrong or back to the being paid, like with tools. And I'd said it before, like there's so many variables that you can make one tool look better than the other. I can't go off of that. I'm going to take the information that I get and then decide on my own.
Right. Tools,
out of experience.
Tools that have to fit you too. You can
have
the best
furniture, right? And so,
absolutely.
And then there's
right?
these influencers who are, oh, this is so great. Oh, is it? Or close, right? I mean, it's just
in world,
general.
If I'm sure all of your tool manufacturers that you use, whatever they are, right? I'm sure all of them have an influencer. I'm positive of it. I don't.
Well, yeah, it's going to be different, I would imagine, but yeah.
Yeah, and when you're using a tool,
I try to stay away from those.
Well, but I'm just saying, maybe they don't need it on you. They're using it on the next person,
right.
who's got to buy a tool. But you know, I'll just the basic hammer or screwdriver. If it's got to fit you in your hand, it's got to feel good to you, or else it doesn't work.
Got to be balanced.
It's got to be balanced. He's like Mr. Miyagi of screwdrivers.
Yes.
He's like, oh.
Yep.
This good.
You got to be able to cut a fly in half with the claw.
He swats
before
flies
you're
out of the air with
a master carpenter.
It's so. I mean, I just find it so interesting because I've been in this business for 40 years, and when I started, there were basically three forms of advertising. What's that?
There was.
I said I was.
Well,
in diapers.
When we get back, we're going to hear what Chris's three forms of advertising are. This is Measure Twice. Welcome back to Measure Twice. I'm Rob Perugini. I'm Rob Perugini along with Joel Graber from Graber Customer Modeling, Chris Kramer from C. Kramer Interiors. This is the show that helps you envision your home's potential. We kind of got back on air really fast there. Kind of caught us all off guard.
Yeah.
So our fault. You're listening to us on Michigan's News Talk 95.3 MNC. We are brought to you in part by Leatherman Supply. Everything, windows, doors, cabinets, and countertops, with a showroom now open in Granger right next to C. Kramer Interiors and Hoosier Hardwood Floors, Michiana's trusted and valued experts on hardwood floors. You can visit them at HoosierHardwoodFloors.com. Sometimes the show comes back very fast and we're in here, you know, doing our influencer videos and it's surprising. we're talking about the influence of influencers on projects. And I think that there is a balance of using the influencer and then using the expert that's in front of you. Would
right.
you say that, Chris?
Right. Yeah, definitely.
You know, and I think the spirit of this is, look, I'm going to take it right down to like the practicalness. Businesses have to have some programs, because we started talking about like how if you go on a cruise, that's a program. It
oh, yeah.
feels like it's tailored to you, but it's not. It's tailored to the 4,000 people
right
there, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah,
right?
Blew my mind. This, you just kind of threw back the curtain, and it's like, whoa.
Like, man, I had no fun on that now. All my memories are screwed up. But think about, like, if you want to buy a refrigerator, right, for your kitchen, you can't get whatever size you want. Like there's no such thing as a custom made refrigerator, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
So yeah. You have to get one that's 36 inches or 48 or whatever.
There's different sizes.
There's different sizes.
You're not like coming
tailoring
out.
It.
Yeah. It's not like getting a
but
window.
But it's interesting right. when you say appliances, for example. I don't see as much out there online
exactly.
for appliances.
Exactly. That's where I'm going.
Ah, because it's like.
Because you can't.
You can't.
How can you can't customize a.
All you can do is compare brands. That's about all you can do.
That's about all you can do. And there are a couple appliances that you can change the front, right?
Yeah.
You can make,
there are some you can change color and things of that nature. But that forces you to go into a store.
Yeah.
And you can do some preliminary shopping online, but typically you need to talk to somebody who's in that field.
Right. So where is their power of influence? Well, it's through the store. It's through, it's at that level.
Well, that's what it used to be.
But you were talking about what, three different.
Well, when I started back in, there were basically just three types of advertising, but there was print, radio, and TV. That was it. Because the phone didn't exist. The internet didn't exist.
Well, you had billboards, but that's print, really.
When I say print, I mean, and static. It's kind of funny because the influencer when I started was Architectural Digest. Everybody had Architectural Digest that was interested in my field of work. Customers, even we had to even have it at the places I worked because customers would come in with it and say, did you see this?
Mm-hmm. When this show started a decade ago, Chris, it was like that.
Yeah. So, but
it was on the backside
but
of that.
I guess
it was, but
I guess what I'm saying is we were being influenced by a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Who had designers who did their, showed their design works, and some of them listed products, some of them didn't. So
it's really just a euphemism for advertising. Yeah. Influencers is a euphemism for advertising. Yeah. And you just have to keep that in mind. That's
a good point. Yeah, that's true.
It's just a word replacement is really all we're doing.
So would you say social media is more or less replaced print?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes.
It's a form of print.
I don't even know. Do they still print magazines in Architectural Digest? I'm sure they do. But you can now see it all online.
Right. I'd rather see it online. I can zoom in online.
You can zoom in online, but the print isn't. Well, no, that's not true. Because you can get a really good image online. Because I'll tell you what I really, really like about like Instagram, for example. It will show me products that I would not have access to because it's not around here.
Right.
Like for the other day, I was looking and there was this tile company. And oh my gosh, it was the most beautiful tile. So I was like, whoa, I need to save this because I want to, I think I could use this somewhere. I went to the website of this company because they're out of China. They only have a showroom in China. So that's the downside. How do you source this if you want this?
Right.
But oh my gosh, their tile was incredible.
But that was an effective form of advertising.
Right. Because now it's like, okay, I saved it. But, and then some of the other manufacturers that we actually carry, I may not have like fabric companies. They may not have that fabric sample. But if I see it, I go, oh, wow, that's really beautiful. I want to get a sample of it. I wouldn't find it otherwise.
Right.
Unless, except through social media.
Right. And you're fed that based on your shopping. And
so, but, and this is the companies you follow.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's bad. That's not, I don't think the point is that bad. You just have to be
understanding that it's marketing.
Right.
You're being, they're trying to sell you something.
Right.
Right. And our point is that reality, what your reality is as a person who's like maybe remodeling their house or considering a design project or something, you have to understand that. So that you don't have the wool pulled over your eyes by your professional that's in front of you who just says, yeah, we could obviously do that. And, or, you know, you're doing something that isn't practical or hasn't been vetted, right? Something so new that nobody even really knows if it works.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm looking at Joel and like in the remodel world, it's like, you can't experiment with your customers. Like that's not good. That's probably not a great recipe for you, you know, maybe a little bit more experimental in design, like on how things look together. But that world of influencing is really an advertisement. And then I like hearing that you're looking at it because you can vet these people on behalf of your customers. Like you can do that. And that's what you pay for.
Right. And then to me, I do follow certain, like there's a certain company or people that I follow on Instagram who are related to the design business. And every once you'll see something that they've done. It's like, ooh, that's a cool idea. I want to keep that in the back of my mind because, and some of it's just really simple treatment that you can do on a wall that they did on a wall.
Right.
And it's like, wow, that's really cool. I think that's practical. I can implement that somewhere down the road.
Right.
So it has its uses and it has its purposes. But again, it's advertising.
It is.
And obviously, if it's working, it's drawing me in. It's drawing other people in too. So
yeah,
it's working.
So I mean, the question begs: when are you guys going to shake a stick and get after this gold mine?
I think what Chris needs to start doing is influencing, but he should do it in a Speedo in his.
Yeah. Oh, shot. That's my pretty, God.
You have to give the people what they want, Chris. Yeah.
That is not what they want.
That's the thing.
Give this guy in a Speedo, trying out couches, talking about the texture and the hand.
You know.
That makes me nauseous.
We could just have a whole YouTube channel that's just Chris sitting in lotus position in a Speedo on different pieces of furniture.
Wouldn't that be OnlyFans?
I mean, if you want to make $1 million, then yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Then I'll do it. Then, all right.
Because it's waiting for you right there, Chris. Grab that brass ring called OnlyFans.
I'd probably owe them $1 million by the time it's all said and done with.
We cannot go down that rabbit hole here, Chris. This is a family show, man.
That's funny.
Just like...
There are children in the audience asking now, what is that?
We are, this show, our influences the industry, right? We try to not necessarily always talk about specific products.
Correct.
Because we don't necessarily vet them out all the way to our standard to want to put our reputations out there, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the key. That's what made, you know, those PBS shows such good influencers, because they were up on the roof using the shingle.
Yep.
Right. You know, and the box that they came in had the, you know, what shingle it was out there, and there they were putting it on there and using it in practice. Right. It's a little bit different when somebody just talks about, I just got this new product. My favorite is like an unboxing. We're unboxing, you know, this thing. And I've seen unboxings of dishwashers and, you know, some appliances. And it's like, you know, it's not riveting. I mean, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not that interesting.
They're also unboxing a dishwasher. They're just not that pretty. I mean.
Well, it's like, you know, and it's generally an electrician or a plumber who's doing it. And God bless them, you know, for doing that. But it's just not. It doesn't, you just can't get enough out of it. It's like, what? So I used, we had Thanksgiving dinner and then I put everything in here. Let's see what happened. Oh, they're clean. You know, like, okay.
Exactly.
That's its job. Call me after the warranty is over and see if it's still working.
Yeah.
That's the influencer I want to see. You know, it's like day 7 after warranty, the countdown starts, right?
Right.
I'm joking, but really that's, appliance companies are so good at knowing the longevity of their attention to that warranty, you know, because you might want to start shopping about 8 months before that.
This is guaranteed to last you 3 years.
It's almost like they're pretty good at it. But anyway, when we come back, we're going to wrap it up and we're going to influence you to be influenced. This is Measure Twice. Welcome back to Measure Twice. I'm Rob Ferragini, along with Chris Kramer from C. Kramer Interiors and Joel Graber from Graber Custom Remodeling. This is the show that helps you envision your home's potential, and you're listening to us on 95.3 MNC, News Talk 95.3 MNC. Missed the subject line there.
Yep.
We're brought to you in part by Leatherman Supply, everything windows, doors, cabinets, and countertops, with a showroom open in Granger, right next to C. Kramer Interiors and Hoosier Hardwood Floors. Michiana's trusted and valued experts on hardwood floors. You can visit them at HoosierHardwoodFloors.com. And I think it's interesting, we're talking about influencers, and there's nothing more influencing than having a good hardwood floor. It influences your whole, everything about the house.
Yep.
And by influence, I mean enhance.
Yeah.
So that's cool. We were reliving Chris's cruise experience off air. And Chris does not like the idea of that he was in a program
on
a cruise ship.
It really now accepts.
It's on PTSD now.
No kidding.
He's like, we're not going back there.
I'm going through the whole cruise in my mind going, I paid this much money to be programmed.
Yeah.
And you probably agreed to have your likeness used.
Most likely.
Yeah. It's probably in the small print on there. So read that small
probably.
Print.
Probably. Yeah. Like, oh, it's like, man, I feel gypped now.
But it was a great experience, right? Because they used your experience to influence the next experience.
It was, I'm not complaining. It was good. It was fun. Yeah. But whoa.
It wouldn't have been as fun if they didn't program it.
Probably.
So there's, that's the rub, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, man, bought into it.
literally, and paid into it.
Yes, big time.
Really great. Well, you didn't buy the timeshare, right?
No, okay. No.
Okay, good.
That would be bad.
Oh boy.
I know more people trying to get out of those.
Yeah.
It's not a. Who am I to judge the timeshare? I know personally, I would never do it.
Those timeshare people make just an absolute kill.
That mansion I just showed you. Their fortune came from founding the
a timeshare.
Timeshare.
Oh, let's not depress the world with that.
Yeah.
So we're talking about influencers, and it all came from this idea that if you're redoing your kitchen, this is how we got here. In my mind, we were going to talk about this, but I'd like to wrap it up with this: that if you're redoing your kitchen, you're picking out an appliance, and you hinted on it at the end of the last segment. You have to go visit the appliance.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard to pick them out online.
Yeah, I would never order one online.
In my experience, I've never done it, but I have a friend who she ordered her entire kitchen. I can't remember the name of the brand, but it's a doozy of an expense. It was all European.
Mm.
And she had to pay for a conversion.
Oh yeah.
Right. The electric was different.
Electric and the gas too, typically.
Right. She had to pay for all that. And then it was here because they don't do it there.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
So that added a, 15% premium on all the appliances, refrigerator, dishwasher, range.
Oh yeah.
Microwave, all of that. Like we're talking major dollars. Because it had a certain look, and it'll come to me and I'll say it off air because I'm not going to necessarily throw them under the bus here. But when she got it and it showed up, you can imagine it wasn't exactly what she was thinking, right? Because it was 1,000 miles or 2,000 miles away.
Oof, that's scary.
Yeah. And tens of thousands of dollars.
That's
not hard to do anymore.
Right. And so you really do need to visit this stuff. And the whole thing came about because she saw an influencer talk about this online, somebody she trusted. And, her house is big and the influencer lived in an apartment in LA.
Right.
Mm.
Little different scenario. Never came up though. You know, like they don't,
no,
their job right, is yeah, not yeah. to talk yeah. about where yeah, it yeah. doesn't work.
Yeah.
So you gotta be careful. Like appliances come in all shapes and sizes.
Yep.
So I guess that's where I was going. So like, Joel, is there a standard size?
Yes. Yeah, there's typically.
What would be the standard size range? Like a standard size?
Standard size is 30 inch.
That's like.
That's 30, 36, 48.
Yep.
And of those three, generally 100% of the time you'll see a 30 inch. Like.
Yeah, that's generally what you will see.
Yeah.
In most kitchens,
right.
30. I occasionally see a 48.
Right.
Well, what I meant was actually if you went to visit that in a showroom, every showroom probably has a 30-inch yes. version that's of
the
their thing. That's what I meant.
That's the majority of what yes. you're exactly. going to see.
You'll 90% of their inventory is going to be the 30-inch.
That's where I was going. I didn't mean yes. 100% get a 30-inch. I meant yep. if yeah. you're going yeah. to look, it's a, so in a refrigerator, what's that? What's the most standard
36.
Size? 36. 36 is and then the counter depth.
That is not as common.
Can somebody tell me why? Why
because
isn't counter depth?
Because it doesn't have the cubic feet.
Yeah.
It's got to do with the storage. So if you go counter depth, you lose a decent amount of space.
You do.
I'm totally with you on that. But why? In my feeble mind, that means every refrigerator sticks out from the counter.
Correct.
And you're okay with that, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. I like
the space, so I want to be able to put
it. I think in general, the reason that was done was because originally it was done because if it was the same depth of the counter, you had to be careful on the swing because your door wouldn't open.
Oh, right. Okay, that's practical. Yeah.
But then it's more space.
Yeah, and I think the refrigerator is one of those things where if you can't put 2 gallons of something in there, it gets like, and then still have room for leftovers. I don't know. Yeah. You know, like, it's kind of crazy.
I think they probably came out with a cabinet depth refrigerator just if you want a streamlined look.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you're designing a kitchen and the refrigerator area is kind of boxed in, and then I think, you know, it gives it a more finished look.
Yeah. It's finished, right.
So it's not sticking out so far beyond the cabinet.
Right.
If you can do that, that's great. But a lot of times, sometimes you can't. But anyway.
You typically pay more for that.
Yeah.
Well, you're paying more for the finish.
Cabinet desks are more expensive.
And yes.
More expensive, less storage.
Less space. So you have to kind of go wide. Like if you get counter depth and you want the cubic storage back, you have to go wide, which is even more expensive because that's the counter depth, which is more expensive. Right. And it's wider, which is more expensive.
Right.
Now, you know, I guess, but you still have to pay for the finish. Like, you still don't have just the refrigerator just hanging out there. Yeah, I mean.
What do you mean, finish?
Like, the box that goes around it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if somebody's doing something like that, it's during a remodel.
Yep.
And it's built in. Yep. And yeah, that's what I mean. So, I do kind of like counter depth, though. I kind of like that look.
Oh, but yeah. I mean,
which is fine.
If that's
you just got to go
no,
wide,
just
really
no.
Like,
yeah, that clean look.
And the dishwasher standard is what, 30 inches?
24.
24 inches. And that would be like if you went to a showroom, you'd probably.
The majority of those
the
are
majority
be
will be 24 inches.
And then sometimes they'll go a little smaller. Typically, I don't know that I've seen bigger than 24.
No, I have not.
No. I mean, I'd have, when we were looking, I didn't find 24 was just like they were all 24.
Beverage refrigerators, we do a lot of those.
Is there a standard?
I think they're
usually about 24.
Or also.
Or 18.
Yep. Ice makers. A lot of those.
Separate ice makers?
Mm-hmm.
What are they? 15? They're 15. What are they? They're less than 24,
I think
they're
18.
Right? Yeah, they're 18, a teen. Yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
And then a range. What's the standard now? Has that. I feel like
the stove?
Stove.
Like a wall stove?
Yeah.
27 or 30 usually. You can get 24.
There's no going back at that point.
Right.
Right. And it generally has some premium on it.
Yeah, you're not getting a whole lot of Facebook Marketplace out of those.
Right, exactly. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. This is Measure Twice.
Podcasts by Federated Media.